Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Germany, I must sign your petition to help end these organ harvesting atrocities. Informing spectators of the Rio Olympics about the persecution in China. 9 months of cultivation cures 20 years of illness. Practitioners in the U.S. and Canada urge Chinese government to reissue passport to Wang Jiawen. Sydney, Australia, participants in world's largest charity fun run support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. And Chinese tourists in France, Falun Gong practitioners are the backbone of China. Now for the stories.
Germany, I must sign your petition to help end these organ harvesting atrocities. They have endured too much. It is so painful. I must sign your petition to help end these organ harvesting atrocities, said a woman visiting the Falun Gong booth set up on Munich's Marienplatz on August 13th. She had just learned how prisoners of conscience, most of whom practice Falun Gong, are custom killed for their organs in China's vast illicit organ trade. Similar petition campaigns have been held in many cities this summer, not only in Germany, but around the world. Thousands are shocked to learn of such brutality and sign petitions in support of Falun Gong's peaceful efforts to bring the persecution in China to an end. A physician offered to take a stack of organ harvesting material and distribute them to co-workers and colleagues. She said she had already signed the petition, but wanted to do more. She works at a hospital in Frankfurt that has an organ transplant department, and said that she and many of her co-workers have heard about the organ harvesting atrocities in China. "Nobody in my hospital is willing to train the physicians from China. We are afraid that they would employ the techniques they learn from us to kill their fellow citizens for profit," she said. A young couple didn't hesitate to sign the petition at another booth set up in front of the Cologne Cathedral. They had seen a documentary about the forced organ harvesting and wanted to learn more about Falun Gong. They and many others learned that Falun Gong is an ancient Chinese cultivation practice that teaches the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They were also introduced to the background behind the persecution in China, leading to the organ harvesting horrors of today. A young girl spent a long time reading the materials at the booth set up outside the Cologne Cathedral. She was truly shocked by the organ harvesting and said how she believes that the world is at a turning point. She sighed, saying, "People try but fail to substitute spiritual rewards with material satisfaction. As a result, we have a society where many people hurt others for personal interest." With great interest, she asked about the principles of Falun Gong and the importance of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As she left, she remarked that it was no coincidence that she had run into the Falun Gong group that day. She said, "I didn't want to go out today, but I felt some force urging me to drive for 60-some miles from Aachen to Cologne."
Informing spectators of the Rio Olympics about the persecution in China. Besides watching the Olympic Games, sports fans and tourists may have also come across Falun Gong practitioners in Rio and other Brazilian cities this summer. The Falun Gong group there has been holding various events to raise awareness and collect signatures against the persecution in China. At famous tourist spots in Rio, visitors from all over the world were appalled when they saw reenactments of tortures that Falun Gong practitioners are subjected to at the hands of the police in China. A Christian watched a reenactment for a long time with tears in his eyes. He said, "This reminds me of Jesus. I wish you success." Practitioners held similar activities in Sao Paulo. They demonstrated the exercises in front of the Sao Paulo Museum of Art, passed out flyers on bustling Paulista Avenue, and went to a Chinese business district on 25th Street to display banners and raise awareness about the persecution in China. Edson Modesto, a lawyer from Brasilia, didn't hesitate to sign the petition. He also gave practitioners his card, asking them to call him if they need legal help.
9 months of cultivation cures 20 years of illness. After a mere 9 months of practicing Falun Gong, I fully recovered from the numerous ailments that I suffered from for over 20 years. I'm 68 years old, and I have finally been able to experience the wondrous feeling of a body that is light and free of illness. Debilitating disease. After a lumbar disc rupture in 1992, I developed spinal cord compression and a rare neurological condition that causes leg weakness and bladder and bowel dysfunction. I lost the ability to work and had to retire from my factory job. My health steadily deteriorated over the next 20 years. I also developed high blood pressure, diabetes, coronary disease, high cholesterol, blockage of leg arteries, optic nerve atrophy, and an adrenal tumor that caused episodes of high blood pressure, palpitations, and headaches. In March 2014, I suffered a stroke that left my limbs numb and weak. This made any movement difficult. During this dire period, my colleague and sisters brought a beacon of hope to me. They shared their experience of practicing Falun Dafa. They gave me a copy of Juan Falun, as well as copies of Hong Yin, Ming Wei Weekly, and written experiences by other practitioners. Shortly after becoming a practitioner, I experienced a series of miraculous incidents that strengthened my resolve to practice Falun Dafa. One day, while watching Master's exercise video and doing the second exercise, I suddenly fell over. My head was spinning, my limbs were in spasms, and I was drenched in sweat. There was no one around to help me while I lay immobile on the floor. But I did not feel frightened or in pain. At that moment, I remembered what Master said. Quote, "They will not take care of you if you do not practice cultivation. If you practice cultivation, they will help you all the way to the end." Unquote. Lecture 4 from Juan Falun. After an hour, I had completely recovered and could stand again. From then on, I found that the ringing in my left ear and my insomnia had improved dramatically. In addition, my dizzy spells became fewer and less severe. In another incident, I suddenly developed bladder and bowel dysfunction and could not pass any urine or stools for over 16 hours. I became very irritable and my abdomen was bloated, and I was in a lot of pain. I wondered what was going on. I called a fellow practitioner and asked her for advice. She came to my home to help me, and she reminded me to look within for any shortcomings. 2 hours later, my bladder and bowel problems were completely resolved. Master Lee's teaching and these reminders have helped me to gradually let go of my attachment to illness. Whenever problems arise, I now see them as tests and opportunities to improve. When I elevate my heart and mind, the problems disappear as well. It's truly amazing.
Practitioners in the U.S. and Canada urge Chinese government to reissue passport to Wang Jiwen. Upon hearing that Wang Jiwen, once a coordinator of the former Falun Dafa Research Society, has been prohibited from traveling outside China to visit his family, practitioners held rallies in Vancouver, Los Angeles, and St. Louis, calling on the Chinese government to address the issue. Wang, 67, was arrested on July 20, 1999, the day the Chinese regime began its persecution of Falun Gong. After being detained for 15 years, he was finally released in October 2014. His daughter, Danielle, and her husband went to China to help Mr. Wang obtain a visa and come to the United States. Mr. Wang was stopped by border control officers on August 6, 2016, who destroyed his passport and gave no explanation. As practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese consulate on August 12th in Vancouver, Jiang Su, spokesperson for the local Falun Dafa Association, said they hope the Chinese government will reissue a passport to Mr. Wang soon so that he can reunite with his family. Having known Mr. Wang since 1998, Jiang said that she and some other practitioners in Tianjin visited Wang before the suppression started. She said, "He helped us a lot with understanding the cultivation practice of Falun Gong, especially how to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He is a very nice person and should be free." Dennis Watson, a social advocate, came to support the practitioners. Looking at the security camera at the Chinese consulate, Watson said he knew that the Communist Party used its media exhaustively to defame Falun Gong. He said, "People will know the truth sooner or later because no one can lie forever." Practitioners in Los Angeles also gathered at the Chinese consulate on August 12th to protest the mistreatment to which Mr. Wang was subjected. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Falun Dafa Association, who is also a professor at UCLA, said that what Mr. Wang experienced represented the brutality of the 17-year-long persecution against innocent practitioners. During a U.S. congressional hearing on December 5, 2013, Christopher Smith, senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and chair of its Subcommittee on Global Human Rights, highlighted Mr. Wang's case and called for his release and visit to the U.S.
Sydney, Australia. Participants in world's largest charity fun run support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Runners in the annual Sydney City 2 Surf Road Race, besides enjoying a day of fun and camaraderie, had the opportunity to learn about Falun Gong and the brutal persecution of this peaceful cultivation practice in China. As the largest charity fundraising race in the world, the City 2 Surf Fun Run attracted 80,000 runners last Sunday. Local Falun Gong practitioners held a series of activities at the terminus of the 14km race, Lin Park, where they demonstrate the exercises, handed out informational materials, and collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the 17-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. Many people took pictures of the Falun Gong exercise demonstration and encouraged practitioners to keep up their good work of peacefully resisting the ongoing persecution in China. When people heard that the Chinese government forcibly harvests organs from living Falun Gong practitioners, they were shocked, and most didn't hesitate to sign the petition to condemn this crime against humanity. One passerby, an electrical engineer, said he had heard about the forced organ harvesting in the news. He said, "I could not believe it when I first heard of it. Your activity today is great, because many people still don't know. I will make sure my friends know what I learned today. Keep up what you've been doing. Don't stop. Don't get tired." Elizabeth, a local lawyer, was horrified by the organ harvesting crimes. She said, "I should do my best to help stop it. Every life has value. I hope the situation will change soon. Persecuting such a peaceful group is unacceptable." Ms. Ciara Landely, also a lawyer, was well acquainted with the organ harvesting crimes in China, as she attended a forum on the issue at the New South Wales Parliament building last year. She said, "I was shocked when I first learned about it. I want to sign the petition because I support you. We are lucky that this is not happening here, but such a crime should not happen anywhere."
Chinese tourist in France. Falun Gong practitioners are the backbone of China. After the Chinese Communist regime banned Falun Gong in July 1999, it started the national propaganda campaign to defame the meditation system and its practitioners, making a large number of people unaware of what Falun Gong really is. As practitioners inside and outside of China continually expose the facts and debunk the hate propaganda, many people began to understand the real story. One tourist told Ms. Chen, a practitioner in Paris who volunteers her time to raise awareness, "I used to have lots of misunderstandings about Falun Gong. Now I know you are doing this, telling tourists the facts about Falun Gong, for our own good. You are the backbone of China." Ms. Chen often goes to the business district and talks with Chinese tourists there. She said, "One thing we often discuss is the staged Tiananmen Square self-immolation. Since the suppression started in 1999, the Communist Party made up many lies to slander Falun Gong. The self-immolation hoax, in particular, turned many people against Falun Gong, and it was even included in textbooks to deceive students." When Ms. Chen pointed out the flaws in the state-run media reports on the incident, the tourists understood and thanked her. Some of them decided to renounce their memberships in the Communist Party and affiliated organizations. One tourist said such information was not accessible in China. In fact, many of the news media reports were falsified and thus misleading. She said, "When our group first started the tour, we did not want to accept these materials from Falun Gong practitioners. Little by little, we found what you are doing makes sense." Another tourist said that in China, people always talk about patriotism and refute negative remarks about China. "Now I see that many people were confused about loving China versus loving the Communist Party." He was thankful for the new perspective and called practitioners the backbone of China. One 23-year-old young man from China said he never joined the party's youth organizations despite pressure to do so because his intuition told him not to blindly follow communist propaganda. He said, "The party claims to put the people's interests above all. In fact, what it does is just the opposite. Just look at the past political campaigns and current social problems. Eventually, everyone will see it for what it is." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.